welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm James.
Hey, I'm Samantha. Today, we just wanted to talk about listening. Listening is a skill that's really been lost in our modern society. And the reason is because we have so many distractions that are pulling at us, right? We have our phone, which is constantly dinging. We have all the thoughts running through our mind. And so it can be so easy when someone's talking to us to just start tuning out, honestly, and to think about either what notifications you're getting, what you're going to have for dinner later that day, or any other host of problems you're thinking about. But listening is a two-way street. So we want to talk about, you know, why we're so distracted, how to talk to someone who isn't listening to you, and how to identify if they're not listening, how to navigate that, and then also how to be a better listener yourself.
Listening is such an important skill. I know even in our own marriage, taking the time to listen to the feelings that you're expressing to me, the concerns that we have, hearing people's ambitions, their goals, their dreams. I mean, listening is the fundamental skill you need for all of your relationships, whether they're relationships at home, whether they're relationships at work, and even listening to the people that you talk to, that you meet as you navigate life, all of those micro interactions. But you're right, we're constantly distracted. And that's really what's at the root of the relationship problem that we're having in the world. There's so many breakdowns in relationships. And as a result, more people are spending their time shouting instead of having conversations and listening to one another. And if we want to start solving problems, if we want to start achieving goals and collaborating and working together, it takes active listening, which is hard. And it's hard for a lot of reasons. I think one of the reasons that listening is so difficult is something called theory of mind. And theory of mind is, if Samantha starts telling me a story, I'm already forecasting where that story is going to go. So I've already created an endpoint to her story because I can think a lot faster than she can speak. So while she's at the beginning of her story, I've started to think about where her story is going. Then I've started to think about other things that I'm thinking about. I'm starting to feel the notifications in my phone. And I'm trying to put words in her mouth as she's speaking to me, maybe cutting her off, instead of letting her finish a thought, be attentive to her thought, ask questions about her thought, which takes a lot of patience to become an active listener. You have to stay engaged, you have to stay focused, and you have to commit to being part of the conversation.
I'm sure we've all been in that situation where we're talking to a friend and we start telling them about something we're going through and they almost cut us off and be like, oh yeah, I went through something exactly the same. And then they start just talking about themselves. Like, it's hard because we're all so innately self-centered is the reality. Like, we all can't wait for the opportunity to talk about ourselves. So I think if you've ever been in this situation, the best way to attract good listeners in your life is to be a great listener too. And so just being conscious of like giving someone the floor, letting someone talk and really being receptive, asking questions, being curious, you know, repeating back something they said, oh yeah, it sounds like you're going through this. Am I understanding that right? They might say, actually, no, it's more like this. And then you can probe a little bit more about that. But asking questions, being genuinely curious about someone else, their life, what they're going through, and not jumping to conclusions, like you're saying, or rushing to say your piece or tell your side of the story or what's happened to you.
Yeah, being curious is so essential, and asking questions and digging deeper and understanding why. Why? I mean, it's so important to understand why someone feels the way they do, why they've made the choices that they've made in life, and what you can learn about them. Because the more you learn about people, the more you find those intersection points that allow you to create bonds. Because once you've exhausted questions, and I mean exhausted questions, not like I'm exhausted from asking questions, but exhausted the amount of questions to uncover the true meaning behind someone's thoughts, emotions, feelings, whatever they're trying to communicate, then you have a chance to connect with them over your life experiences, those intersection points. And if you don't have a common ground and a connection point, it allows you to express empathy and tell them, man, I can't imagine what that could feel like. I can't imagine, but I just hope you make it through it. No, I'm by your side. It really opens you up to be able to have empathy for someone, and you can't have empathy if you don't listen. So if we want to have a more connected consciousness, a connection with the people that we converse with every day to feel each other, to feel what each other is going through, we need to ask the questions, and we need to make sure that we've exhausted the questions. So we get to the root, the absolute root. And sometimes that might be three questions. Sometimes it might be five. Sometimes it might be asking tons of questions. I mean, that's what therapy is about. Therapy is about asking questions to make sure we understand where someone is coming from, to find resolution, to move forward, to collaborate, to solve problems. That's where we start realizing new potential as communicators.
The other piece that's really important to listening is remembering the details of what you talk about with someone. I know I've been in situations before where I'll literally have repeat conversations with people as if we didn't talk about this before, or someone will forget something I already said and act surprised like they don't remember I said that to them before. And the reason they don't remember is probably because they weren't listening, or they have a really bad memory. I know I myself have a really terrible memory. So a lot of times when I'm talking to someone, I'll be, you know, writing in a notepad like what we talked about that day, because I don't want to forget, and I want to show them that I'm taking interest in our conversation, remembering the little details. If you tell me what you had for lunch that day, I want to be able to ask you how your lunch was, or did you have that again? Or that's a silly example, but you get the point of showing interest in people is also about remembering the details of what you talked about and following up on those details, because that's what builds a relationship. If someone tells you they like reggae music, then you can, you know, drop, oh, I just heard this great new reggae song, you should check it out. I know you like reggae. I remember that about you. We all know how that feels when someone remembers something about us. It makes us feel like, wow, I was important enough in that person's life and in that conversation that we had for them to put it in their pocket and save it, because they know that I'm important to them and what we talk about is important. So remembering the details is a really, really good way to show someone that you're listening.
Oh, without a doubt. And I always feel when people say they don't remember something that they might not have been listening. Now with you, I deal with it all the time. I know that you have a very short episodic memory, things that we've experienced together. You don't remember the details. And sometimes I have to refresh you once we did this, and I have to take you on the journey to recollect that memory. But when I speak with you about things that are important to me, goals that I have, things I'm looking to achieve, you connect with me on a very deep level and you remember those things. You remember them. And I think what happens is when we're so distracted, our consciousness is so divided and we become so egoic, only thinking about ourselves, we can't live through the true self when we become egoic. We have to release that. We have to release the thoughts of our unconscious mind. And to listen, we need to be at peace. We need to be free from thought and to be observing and be taking in. And that's so crucially important. So memory, the memories that you can have with someone just by listening to their conversations can be so epic. I was talking to a business colleague the other day, and I brought up a conversation that had happened, I don't know, 6 months ago. I remember when this happened, and look at you now, you're doing this. Oh, you remember that? You remember that? Oh my gosh, that's incredible. That emotion to feel that connection is so epic. It's so awesome, but it takes time to listen. I remember when I was younger, I loved to have the floor. I loved to speak. I loved to tell stories. I loved to tell jokes. I loved to be the center of attention. And when you do that, you miss out on so much. You miss out. I mean, you're just there broadcasting. And sometimes when you're broadcasting, you might think you're being really inspiring. Other times you might think you're really funny. Other times you might think you have something very important to say, but you're missing the whole point of communication. It's a two-way dialogue. You need to have that connection with someone. You need to ask questions, and you need to put your egoic self, your unconscious mind, to the side. And if you want to live through the true self, truly put other people first.
So asking questions, taking the time to remember the little details that you talk about with someone and referencing those details in the future, those are great ways to show that you're listening. And of course, philosophically, putting other people above yourself. I feel like the other way to be a better listener is to just eliminate distractions. And those distractions are your phone. I mean, that's the most giant distraction. I know when I'm in work meetings and I'm on Zoom with people, I can tell that they're slacking. You just see like their eyes go dead, or they're kind of like reading something and their eyes are darting corner to corner and they're not there, right? You could be saying something, they're partially listening, they're slacking, they're checking email, they're reading something. That's really challenging. It's really hard to get things accomplished when there are so many distractions around us. So taking the time, whether you're in a Zoom meeting or you're in a live conversation with someone, to eliminate those distractions. And that might be closing out of your Slack for that Zoom conversation with someone. It might be having dinner with someone and putting your phone away or leaving your phone at home. Sometimes just the presence of a phone in my pocket can be a source of distraction. And I find that it's harder for me to listen to someone just with the feeling of the phone in my pocket. So we can be very sensitive to sources of distraction, and making sure that those are as eliminated as possible can help you be a better listener.
Those sources of distraction hurt me as a communicator. I know there's times where I've been on Zoom calls with clients or partners, and all of a sudden I can visually either see a phone in their hand that they're looking at. They've become disengaged. What I'm saying doesn't even matter anymore. They're actually not there. On a one-to-one conversation, they have disengaged. They have left the conversation, and they didn't leave the conversation when they first looked at their phone. They left the conversation when they started thinking about their phone, thinking about communicating with someone else. So we look at productivity and things we're trying to accomplish in the workplace and the divided attention, these shorter attention spans, because everyone's used to these quick hits with social media and all these alerts happening all the time. We can't be productive if we don't have focus, if we can't direct our focus. And our focus has to be with each other, right? If we're solving problems, it has to be with each other. We can't have divided consciousness. And sometimes that divided consciousness is things in our home. We might be working and there might be a dog in our office. And is the dog dividing your consciousness? Is it your technology? Like, how do you create a space where you can clearly direct your consciousness to the conversations that you're having and the tasks that you're looking to complete? Because what you want to be able to do is have focus, remember, and then with that focus and remembering key pieces of information, you can start having a much more fluent decision-making process that isn't helter-skelter, isn't trying to catch up, isn't trying to figure it all out. It becomes so unwieldy for your mind to try to play catch-up, where if you just focus on the conversation at hand, listen, ask questions, stay involved, and you know what? When the conversation's over, pick up your phone. There's a new conversation for you to have. Focus your attention to that conversation, one piece of information at a time. We're not meant to be bringing in so much at once. There's been so many studies on multitasking, and you can't multitask conversations. You just can't. Your mind believes you can, but there is no study that has proven the effectiveness of multitasking. All of them talk about focused attention for meaningful periods of time.
So those are all ways to be a better listener, but what do you do if you're dealing with someone, whether it's in the workplace, who you keep saying something and they're just not getting it, or their attention's fragmented, you feel like they're not listening, or it could be in your personal life. Maybe you're talking to a friend and they're not remembering details. You say, my birthday's tomorrow, and they forget your birthday's tomorrow when tomorrow comes. What do you do in these situations where people simply are not listening to you?
I know in work, one thing that I've always done, and this was far before the Zoom era, was making sure when I kicked off a meeting that everyone's attention was on the meeting and giving everyone a verbal reminder. Sometimes it has to be a little bit stern. My expectations are I need everyone to be hyper-focused during this because we're all solving this together. Make everyone part of the conversation. And I think, you know, one is bringing their attention to the fact that you are speaking, but also creating a standard where you're engaging and bringing people into the conversation, asking individuals questions. If you pose a question to the group, no one's going to answer it. But if you pose it to an individual or a team, it makes people have to engage. And then they know, when I'm in a meeting with James, I'm going to be probably put on the spot. And put on the spot isn't a bad thing. Put on the spot is to share your expertise with the group. So in business, make sure that you set a standard of what you expect from people when you're ready to communicate. I think when it comes to the one-on-one settings, like you bring up someone like a friend who's just not listening, you need to say to them at one point or another, and I remember this happened to me a long time ago in college, it's when cell phones had just come out. Texting was big. I had a friend and he had one of those phones that always made that like beepy noise. I can't remember, Nextel. And I remember I went to meet him for lunch and the whole time he's just voice texting his girlfriend and his attention isn't on me. And I said, listen, man, hey, like I came here to talk to you, to see what's going on in your life, to have a conversation. And all you're doing is arguing with your girlfriend via text. I said, this isn't how I want to have a relationship with you. If you want to attend to these matters, do it on your own time. But when I'm with you, I expect you to be here with me, to be in the moment. So from now on, just turn off your phone. And a lot of times your friends don't even realize they're doing it. They've become so accustomed to having their heads down, texting and phones. And you look when you see people just sitting together, multiple people are doing it, but rise above that and become the leader within the group. Become the leader among your peers and make sure that when you're together, you have focused attention with each other to share your life experiences and what's going on.
I think that's a great suggestion, just calling it out when it comes to friends or relationships, if it's family members, whatever, is important because so much time can go by. I know I've been in this situation personally in the past where, for example, I was always just a sounding board for my friend. And I tend to get in that dynamic with a lot of friends because I like to listen. I like to be there for people. But at a certain point, you want people to take curiosity in your life as well and also listen to what you have to say. And I've had to bring that up to certain people in the past, like, hey, you know, be nice if you take some interest in what's going on in my life too. Drawing some boundaries for yourself and voicing what you feel is really important in those personal relationships. And honestly, if they get offended by that or can't reciprocate the listening, then it might be time to find other friends.
And when you do start listening and you put into practice the tools that we talked about, you'll realize how much the world becomes more open to you, how much more you learn, how much more you absorb, and how connected you feel with everyone that you come in contact with. And just know it takes practice. The next time you're talking with someone, silence your mind. Ask questions. If you think you know where they're going, don't make assumptions. Don't let your train of thought get ahead of what they're trying to communicate to you. Make sure that you're not distracted by the things in your pocket. You're turning off notifications. You're visible. You're there. You're aware. You're present. You're engaged. Listening is the fundamental skill of being a great communicator. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.